Hey there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We're making our way through the difficult but important book of Job, and we are in Job chapter 14 in the World English Bible. This is what it says. Man who is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble. He grows up like a flower and is cut down. He also flees like a shadow and doesn't continue. Do you open your eyes on such a one and bring me into judgment with you? Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. Seeing his days are determined, the number of his months is with you, and you have appointed his bounds that he can't pass. Look away from him that he may rest until he accomplishes as a hireling his day. For there is hope for a tree if it is cut down, that there that it will sprout again, that the tender branch of it will not cease. Though its roots grow old in the earth and its stalk dies in the ground, yet through the scent of water it will bud and sprout boughs like a plant. But man dies and he is laid low. Yes, man gives up the spirit, and where is he? As the waters fall down from the sea and the river wastes and dries up, so man lies down and doesn't rise until the heavens are no more. They will not awake or be roused out of their sleep. Oh, that you would hide me in Sheol, that you would keep me secret until your wrath is past, that you would appoint me a set time and remember me. If a man dies, will he live again? I would wait all the days of my warfare until my release should come. You would call and I would answer you. You would have a desire for the work of your hands. But now you count my steps. Don't you watch over my sin? My disobedience is sealed up in a bag. You fasten up my iniquity. But the mountain falling comes to nothing. The rock is removed out of its place. The waters wear the stones. The torrents of it wash away the dust of the earth. So you destroy the hope of man. You forever prevail against him, and he departs. You change his face and send him away. His sons come to honor, and he doesn't know it. They are brought low, but he doesn't perceive it of them. But his flesh on him has pain, and his soul within him mourns. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for Job, and thank you for his words, and thank you for the reminder today that the life that we live here is just a little snap of the finger. It's a handbreadth. It's a whisper. It's a little gust of wind, and then it is no more. And Lord, that could be very distressing and sad, or it can be a catalyst for us to do the things that you've called us to do, to make a difference in this world, to count for the kingdom. And so, Lord, teach us to number our days. Teach us to understand the brevity of life. Help us to live life to the fullest today, to embrace the people that you have sent in our lives, to let go of the bitterness that we have, to forgive those who have harmed us, to let go of offense, and to live freely and joyfully in the light of today. I am so thankful for you, Lord, that you have taught me how to pardon. You have taught me how to forgive. You have taught me how to let go, because that's what you did on the cross, Jesus. You looked down from the cross and said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing. Help me to have that same kind of pardoning attitude, Lord, because this life is short. And yet heaven and eternity is long, and we will have forever to enjoy you and to bask in your presence and to experience your goodness and to leap joyfully and dance because of your forgiveness and your welcoming into the kingdom, that we are now your children and we are rejoicing in that. Lord, I thank you for your gospel, the good news that you lived a perfect life, that you died for our sins, and mine were many. You took them upon your sacred shoulders and you breathed your last. You made an end to sin. You sacrificed yourself for our sake, for our sin. And that was not the end of the story. The end of the story was that, well, we thought it was the end of the story, but 3 days later, the Holy Spirit resurrected you and you were alive, and you are alive today, living to intercede for us at the right hand of the Father. And sometimes, Lord, we just need to know you're standing there interceding. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for interceding for the things that we can't even say or pray. You are giving us victory, Lord. And because of all of this, even though life is short, we can find joy today and we can experience your presence right now. I thank you and praise you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by my friend Doris Swift, and she has a podcast called The Fierce Calling Podcast, and it exists to encourage, equip, and engage women, so this is for ladies, to take action where their passion, compassion, and conviction intersect, and to use their God-given gifts to impact the world for Christ. This is a storytelling podcast, so it's a fun one, and you get to hear all sorts of different stories. I don't know about you, but I grow more through stories, and I'm encouraged more through stories than I am through any other medium. So if you need some encouragement today, go ahead and listen to the Fierce Calling Podcast. It's on anywhere you listen to podcasts. Also, there's a couple free things on DorisSwift.com. There is a simple tips for sharing your faith, a little PDF, so that's really helpful if you've been struggling with sharing your faith. She also has a compilation of Bible verses that combat fear. And then she also has a Bible study. That all these things are free, which I love. Step out of your doubt and into your calling, walking boldly in God's plans for your life. And this is an ebook and it's absolutely free. You can get that at DorisSwift.com. Doris, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And if you have a ministry or a book or a podcast that you want to promote that fits really well with the Pray Every Day audience, let me know. You can email Kristen, my assistant at newsletter@marydemuth.com, and she'll get you started. Thank you so much. We have some spots opening up in 2022.